So it's Saturday morning, and this is a very interesting program today. Living with the dark. Every Saturday morning, 9 to 9:30. Yeah, why not? Today we're going to talk about color. Yeah, and diseases that affect people of color. But you know, all you guys here, I'll tell you something. You're going to be mad with me today. When I'm done, but I explain it there. Color. White, black, ooh, for goodness gracious. We come back. MJ! I don't care, baby. I don't care if you're blue, green, or white, black, white. I don't care. You could always be my baby. And we'll be right back.
My life being a color.
Don't you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye? Hey, hey. You're thinking about my baby. It don't matter if you're black or white.
That was Black and White there. MJ, I love that song. I could just imagine myself on the dance floor and just doing some things, doing the dog and the kangaroo, I don't know. But I tell you something, guys, it's a good morning, Saturday morning. We got a good fight. Are you boxing fans? We got a good fight coming on tonight. I got two people in the studios. I'll introduce them a little later to you. But this thing about, you know, we have to be factual. Yes, you maybe have some reservations about what Dr. Sparman has to say today. But, you know, you go before the judge, and it's a judge of a Caucasian type of orientation. You start to feel a little nervous. You see a brother up there, you feel a little better, don't you? Well, you know, society has brought us to a point where we, and then it's factual. There is white and there's black. But I still want to know one day if you get up out of your bed and you see a white person, white like your page, you will run. Ain't got nobody white like that. How about a black person like Tar? We don't have that. Nah. We all people of color. I like the word brung. Yeah. That's why the guys that sing all these songs, Purple Rain and AC/DC, Back in Black and Brung Eyed Peas, Morrison, all of those guys, because they got a vision of color. The whole world is of color. Me, you know, I'm a religious person and I follow. You know, when I was young, I wanted to be Michael Jackson. And then when I get older, too, I wanted to be Barack Obama. I always want to be somebody. Yeah. And when you like that, you know what happened? I think that you have not arrived yet. But now, you ask me, Doc, who you want to be? I said I want to be a bald-headed guy called Dr. Alfred Sparman. Why not? Love my skin. I love my color. All of you parents out there, you look down at your child, especially your girl child, that is dark and beautiful. And tell her this morning that she is ace. She is wonderful. She is beautiful. Black is beautiful. And I'm speaking to all the people here in Barbados. We all black people. I don't care. Some of us got a lighter color than some, but we all black people. Today we're going to talk about what? We talk about, well, some of the diseases, actually. Dangerous, deadly diseases that affect colored people. People of color. All you people in Barbados, I'm talking to you. And people outside there on radio land. But generally, I don't care, this white and black stuff. You all people of color. Because me as a surgeon, when I take that scalpel and I cut through the skin, I see one thing. I see red. Yeah, I do. I see red. I'll see a little yellow, and all of those things, and the whole pathogenesis and the vasculature and the cardiovascular network, they're all the same when you go below the dermis. So, listen, man, organs, they're all the same. So, what is this story? Let's all be happy, people of color. Today, I'm going to tell you about some of the more common deadly diseases that affect the colored people. And the people who are Caucasians, really, they're people of color too. They have their own genetic predisposition. We'll talk about that next week. But this week, we talk about highly colored, melanin type of individuals. AC/DC. When I come back in, I need to juice my two guests. AC/DC, Back in Black. White and Black. We'll be right back.
Yes!
Okay, that was Back in Black. That was that's a good song, actually. I haven't heard that for like years. Black in Black, AC/DC. You know, AC/DC, what it reminds me of. I ain't going there this morning. We have Rianne and Alicia from Dinner 24 and Lime Grove Cinemas today. I'm sure you guys would have gone up there and sat down there and lay back, enjoy all the good things that Lime Grove has to offer, seeing a movie. So good morning, Alicia.
Hi, good morning.
And good morning, Rianne.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, so you're Rianne or you're Rianne?
I'm Rianne.
Will you change your name to Rianne or you don't really?
No, I'm just Rianne.
You don't want to be like Rianne? Like me, I want to be MJ, that type of thing?
I love Rianne, but I like myself.
You like you? There you go. Then you know what? You have arrived. So what you got to tell us about your business and what you have at Lime Grove going on there today?
Yeah, so we all know Lime Grove Cinemas is located in Whole Town, St. James. We're a luxury boutique cinema. You can come, you can watch all of the newest releases. We get movies sometimes even before the U.S. And today I would like to introduce you to the newest Fast and Furious film. It's a spinoff from the previous series. It's called Hobbs and Shaw. And it's basically an action movie. Everybody loves action movies. It has something in there for everyone. There's a little bit of comedy. You know, there's some moments where they're going back and forth, you know, taunting.
Hey, don't give them too much now. That's dang a girl.
I just want to let them know that
appetizers.
It's not just, you know, men love the action movies and the ladies kind of, you know, they shy away from them. But we know this one has Idris Elba in it and the ladies love him. So that's a motivator for them to come out and watch the film. As I said, it's not only action, it's comedy. It has a lot of family moments in there that really tug at your heart. And it's coming out next week on Wednesday, July 31st in Lime Grove Cinemas.
Hey, don't worry, you get a little bit more of them. Idris or Adris, which one did you say? It doesn't matter. Some people say different. Idris, some people say it too, right?
Yeah.
You think he's really good looking? You really do think he's good looking?
He's not my type, but he is a very handsome man.
Comparing to Denzel.
Oh, no. Denzel is in another league.
So he's the man.
Both of them. They're both tops here.
How about The Rock?
The Rock, he is, you know, more muscular. Some people, you know, they like that style.
Women don't like men with a lot of big chest and arms.
Some women do. Everyone has their own preference.
That's true. But tell me the truth. No, tell me the truth. Don't be shy about it. You prefer a slimmer guy with a small stomach.
If I was to choose from the film, Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw, I would choose Jason Statham.
Is that fair? And what is it about slim guys? I mean, you think that you guys like guys that, even though he's masculine, he looks good, but you got a little feminine edge.
It's true. I'm in competition.
Oh, man, I'm learning this thing, guys. We'll come back to Alicia and Rianne. But we're talking about diseases that affect colored folks more than people from the European descent. There's still people of color, but I'm talking about a darker color people. People here in Barbados. And I got a friend that 2 years ago, just so you know who's speaking to you, I'm a dark-skinned brother with a bald head, that's it. Dark, and I love it. I love it because there's something about being black is beautiful. And you out there, too, whoever you are, something about what you are, because I say, I never heard the Lord Jesus talk about color. Yeah, now, and I would read like Revelation chapter 1 when John was in the Isle of Patmos, and he said, I saw the Son of Man coming out of the clouds, and his hair was as wool. Wonder. And his eyes red as fire. Ooh. And his skin is brass. So I think that the orientation is color. That's it. Color is beautiful. So stop this black and white stuff. But we can't afford it. It's in the world today. Hopefully one day, as AC/DC said, black is black. All right, listen. Colored folks, some of the diseases that affect us more than people who are from the European descent, diabetes. Do you know we have a 60% more chance of having diabetes than people that are considered white. Hmm? Yes. Yes, diabetes, and you know, I always tell you about diabetes, is a big killer. By itself, everything is associated with that. I'm not gonna go forward because I'll be teaching this stuff every week. Asthma, it seems to be higher or a more of a cluster in the colored people or the colored population, asthmatics. Lung cancer seems to be another one that is found more in blacks. As a matter of fact, 50% more than whites. Interesting. Don't forget, next week we're going to talk about disease that affect the white population. Sarcoidosis, which is a disease, a buildup of calcium and all kind of protein stuff in the lung, that is 16 times more common in blacks than whites. Sickle cell. That sickle cell is another thing, you know. The American, as a matter of fact, the entire research areas in the society, American society, they spend more money on cystic fibrosis, which is a disease for white folks. And it's not prevalent as sickle cell disease, which affects blacks 20 times more than it affects white folks. And you know what? Research is done on cystic fibrosis. Much more, little work is done on on sickle cell disease. Stroke, I don't have to tell you that. Stroke, 4 times more common in blacks than whites. It's 34 to 54. Everywhere you turn around, you see a brother with some type of stroke. And high blood pressure, we talked about that, but this one is gonna get you. High blood pressure, this is gonna get you, because over age 20, 42% of black males will have a pressure problem. So when you think that you're getting a pressure at 60 and 50, you're gonna check for that. You may have had it at 22 or 25. And that is why, because high blood pressure equates colored folks, you should check that thing early. Because by the time you come to me, your heart is ticking than enlarged because you've had it for a decade or more. So 45% of the females over age 20 will have high blood pressure, and 42% of the black males would have it over age 20. That's half. Come on, guys. Over age 20, you know why? We like salt. The body likes salt. Our genetic makeup is of such that we treat salt differently to the Europeans. What we do, the kidneys have a way of holding onto the salt as if it's gold. Don't let it go. And it's salt is kept in your body. It keeps water. There's a high volume of fluid in your body and your pressure goes up. Ah. Brown Eyed Girl. Yeah. Van Morrison. Color again, huh? Brown Eyed. We'll be right back.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and running, hey, hey. Skipping and jumping. So slow, gone down the old man with a train.
sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la.
Girl, Van Morrison. You know, once I had a, I was talking about a year and a half ago, this friend came by, he's dark like me, and he said to me that his grandparents were white and he's white. And I said, man, you got your brain all screwed up. And a lot of people, I'm sure you know people like that. Goodness, cuz, white, black. Come on, man. Come on, yeah. All right? Let's get. Anyway, so listen. We're talking about, let me just finish up a couple of things I want to tell you about. We talk about high blood pressure, but you know, cancer treatment, the blacks or the colored, the brown people, like I like to say, don't respond to cancer treatment as whites do. They get a better response. Now, a lot of things, it could be multifactorial, it can be mosaic, and all these things that play a role in the whole thing. But genes definitely play a role in there. But socioeconomic status, people who live in certain type of areas are more predisposed because they don't have a lot of stuff that they're privileged to have. And they are more predisposed to certain type of diseases. Eating certain way because you can't afford it. And then access to health care. We colored folks don't seem to be as privileged as some other people. And then a lot of things, by the time we come to the doctor, we come late. And it's, the cancer, the disease entity is far gone. All of this, all of those things can play a part. But the facts are, we have all of these things, diabetes, asthma, lung cancer, sarcoid, stroke, high blood pressure, all of these things, sickle cell anemia, happening more in the colored folks. So, guy, pay attention and check in next week. Next week, we'll talk about what's going on with the European descent. But before we go, I want Alicia and Rianne to give me a final word about what you want people to do in Lime Grove. I went there and I come all the time.
Yes, well, as I mentioned before, Fast and Furious Hobbs and Shaw is releasing on Wednesday, July 31st. You can come watch it at Lime Grove Cinemas. Go to our website, limegrovecinemas.com, to see the schedule. And then when you leave there, since we're talking about being healthy today, you can come visit Diner 24, located in Roadview, St. Peter. We're open 24 hours, and we have options for everyone. There's for vegans, the vegetarians. The food is amazing, and we've been open for a couple months now. We open on January 1st, and if you haven't tried us out yet, you can come and see. We have an extensive menu. I'll let Rianne just tell you about a couple of the items we have.
You can try our Belgian waffles and fruit, our samosas, and even try the vegan salad sandwich. They're all really good.
Yeah, 24/7 breakfast. Who doesn't love that? Come on.
Yeah, really happy to have you, Alicia and Rianne, on the program today. Go to Lime Grove. Yeah, take your family and enjoy the weekend. Do some, look at some stuff. You know, a lot of stuff going on over there. Guys, we're out of here, you know. It's always good being here with you. Time is short. Purple Rain. Prince and the Revolution. You guys remember this song? Don't forget. Color is everything. Look down at that, your wonderful daughter, 4 or 5. Don't have your daughters. Try to encourage them. And embrace your color. And you see, you older folks that are using those things to get your skin whiter or clearer. It's bad. It affects your lung. We'll talk about that another time. It damages your body. Say, just, you're beautiful. Keep your nose as big as mine. What's wrong with that? Thick lips, I love it. It's all a part of being colored. Hey, may you have a nice day. May you take someone that you didn't see for a long time, hug them up, and tell them you love them. It's Dr. Alfred Sparman. And until we meet again.